on an individual basis by the person that recruited it.
Praegu jah nagu aru saada, et mis moodi see käib, see rekruutimine ja punaseks olemine ja lipsu kandmine, et kus just lips kanteks ju avalikult ja osukanavad teiste järgi arvatud on ühiskonna korra nii sama, aga osad sellepärast ennast mitte eraldada, iga palju mitte tähelepanu ja seda saada enda pihta ja siis salaja olla sees Eesti meelsed, aga või ärimeelsed või mis iganes, aga suur tarkkujud enam ilu pärast üks asja ei kanna. Siin isegi see vestlijad ka ei kanna, aga mis me siis kokkuvõtvalt siin infot saime.
Law enforcement was an area they like some of them to get into. We're able to get a clearer picture of one of the most important components of the underground structure. This is the elite corps, the moles in high places. They have special assignments that require deep cover, and they're considered too valuable to risk being exposed, even to the rank and file of dedicated communists who themselves may belong to other parts of the underground. The important question, of course, is to what extent has this communist underground been successful? Now, it's not our purpose here to examine that part of the organization which concerns itself with mass action, nor shall we analyze the history of subversion by bribery, blackmail, or terrorism. But the subversion of government from within government is a gigantic subject by itself, and it is to that history that we shall turn our attention next.
Ja kes seda ilusti siis kuulata õppi tahab, palun antke meile teada ilusti Eesti jätku.